Exodus chapter 17, beginning in verse 8. The Bible says, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." You see, some battles are worth fighting for. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Write this for memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, which means "the Lord our banner." For he said, "Because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Throughout God's Word, the children of Israel faced a variety of enemies. And here in our text verse tonight, they are met with a familiar foe, the Amalekites. They were the grandchildren of Esau. And the Lord had placed a fierce judgment on the Amalekites that they were to be destroyed. So Moses is faced with a challenge of fighting the constant enemy of God's people. Now, Amalek, spiritually, is a type of the flesh. And do you realize tonight that the flesh is a constant enemy of God's people? Many of you fought the flesh this morning when you woke up, and you thought the door was opening, but it was your knees and your hips. That's just the way things are. So it's a constant enemy that we fight. But God's remedy for the battle was sure. He said this, and Moses said unto Joshua, "Choose us out men, go and fight with Amalek." And he said, "Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand." And then verse 11 states, "And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek," or the enemy, "prevailed." So Moses quickly found out that the key to victory against the children of God was to get his hands up. That's the title of my message this evening, "Get Your Hands Up." Okay, about three of you know. Get your hands up. There you go. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Get your hands up. Do you realize that victory is ours, saith the Lord? And God's remedy is still sure and steadfast today. Just as Moses stood on top of the hill and lifted his hands and God prevailed, the same is still true in 2013. If you want victory over the enemy, get your hands up! Get your hands up. Why did God use this method? Why did he use this method? Why did he use this method for victory? The fact was, there was nothing special about Moses' hands. There's nothing special about our hands. But the special thing is what we do with our hands. Let me just show you three things. First of all, by getting his hands up, Moses was showing confidence in the Lord. By lifting his hands, he was saying, "Lord, I know that you're able to do it again." You say, "Brian, why would you say that?" Well, just a few chapters before, the children of Israel, under the direction of Moses, came to the greatest water problem they ever had in their life. And this was the Red Sea. And when they got to the Red Sea, God said, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." And when they got in front of that Red Sea, with Pharaoh's army behind and millions of people there under the direction of Moses, God said, "Lift up the rod and lift up your hand." And when he lifted up his hand, the Bible said, the waters divided and they walked across on dry ground. Not muddy ground, not wet ground, but dry ground. And they made it across to the other side. Now they're in another battle against the Amalekites. And God said, "If it ain't broke, don't fix it." The method for victory is to get your hands up. Moses was putting confidence in the fact that if God was able to do it before, thank God He can do it again. Do you realize that if God has healed you before, thank God He can do it again. If God has saved your son, thank God He can save your spouse and your wife and your daughter and your family. If God paid the bills last month, thank God He can pay the bills this month. He can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He can do it. The same God that took care of you yesterday will take care of you today and will take care of you tomorrow. The Bible commands us in Psalm 134:2, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Hebrews 12:12 says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. He's telling us, listen, if you want victory, we got to lift our hands to heaven and bless the name of God. It's not nothing that we are doing, but it's the fact that we are putting confidence in the fact that God that did it before can do it again. He's able to take care of us. I got to tell you this very quickly before we move on. Pam Frohwine is here tonight. I saw her and her husband Bill just a few weeks ago. He was facing a very serious heart surgery. And Bill's had a lot of physical problems over the past few years. He has diabetes and has had a leg amputated because of that. And so they were taking him to Riverside and running some tests to make sure that he was a candidate for open heart surgery. And so, of course, Pam and her daughter Bailey were very nervous about this situation. And so they were heading up to Columbus to be with Bill at Riverside Hospital. And he gets all of his medical equipment right over here, right down the road at Leading Respiratory. And on the back of on their vans, she did not realize this, but on the back of their vans, they have a scripture verse. And so here she was going up to Chillicothe, going up to Columbus. And there on the back of that van was Psalm 28:7. And she said, well, that's just an odd verse. That's not one you hear every day. And so she looked up the scripture there, and right there, right in the middle of that verse, my heart trusteth. My heart trusteth in thee, and with my heart will I rejoice. Bill was getting ready to face heart surgery, and God right there in Chillicothe on 23 gave her peace and said, listen, Pam, I'm going to take care of Bill. And you said, well, that's great. Well, you don't know all the whole story. When they went back to Leading Respiratory, and when they looked at the vans, guess what? There's a different verse on every van they have. But God sent the one that they needed right beside of them. I'm telling you what, you put your confidence in God, and He's able to take care of you. And guess what Pam Frohwine was doing Sunday when she got to church? She was lifting her hands, praising God that He's able to do it. Praise the Lord! Put confidence in the Lord. Secondly, when we're lifting our hands, when Moses lifted his hands, he was committing the battle into the hands of the Lord. You remember the old Western movies on TV? The sheriff got to a house and they surrounded it. They had the posse there to get the criminals inside the house. And you know what they do before they fire a shot? They'd say, come out! You got it. Come out! With your hands up. What were they saying? Said, you better come out and you better surrender. If not, we're going to take you down. And listen, that's exactly what God is saying to you tonight. Every one of us face battles and trials and situations. And you know what He's saying? Come out with your hands up! That doesn't mean we are afraid or we have fear in what God is doing. No, that's just saying, Lord, I commit my life, I commit my battle into your hands. And why wouldn't we want to commit it into someone who's a winner? Guess what, folks? We have won. We have won. We have won the battle. So why wouldn't we want to lift our hands and give it to God? Commit it into His hands. And you say, well, Brian, I just feel like fighting. I know some battles we have to fight. But Moses is up there doing his part, and that was lifting his hands to make sure that God prevailed. And you say, Brian, if I'm not supposed to fight, then what am I to do? I want to do something. I want to do. Listen, if you don't know what to do, get your hands up. Get your hands up. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but it's in your hands. Committing and giving it to God. I know sometimes keeping your hands up is, is hard. And if I tried to tell you to do it all service, many of you couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You hold your hands up for a little bit, and I'm telling you what, you start to feel the burn back in here. And then that's the flesh we fight, right? And Moses wasn't any different. He got tired. He needed some help. And when he got tired, when his hands were lifted, first thing he did was they found a rock for him. And it says that they got a stone or a rock, and they put it under him, and he sat down on a rock. Oh, didn't the psalmist say, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And guess what? I have every right as a child of God to sit on the rock and stay there, because this rock is Jesus Christ. And I have a right as a child of God to sit on Him, to sit on the rock and find comfort and strength. But that wasn't enough. Not only did he have a rock, but he had to have some resources. He had to have someone lifting his hands to help him win the battle. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking around at a lot of you tonight that's lifted your hands for years and years and years. And you would be very honest and say that the battle is getting weary. You're fighting the flesh on a daily basis, and you're trying your best to lift your hands up. And you know what? I get the same way. Even though I'm a little bit younger than some of y'all, we still get tired and we still fight the same battles. And I get weary. And it's hard for me to lift my hands. But I'm sitting on the rock tonight. But you know what? Mark Carter and I could sure use some help lifting my hands. They're getting tired. Jim, I need some help, Jim. Jim? Oh, yeah. See, when we're sitting on the rock and when we have resources, see how much easier it is to worship God and to thank Him for what He's done. I'm telling you, it's time we stand to our feet and be willing to help those that are lifting their hands to fight the battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, gentlemen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, my generation, we're a bunch of spoiled brats. We're reaping, hey, that's the truth. We're reaping what we have not sown. And all these ones that are sitting around you and sitting beside you, they have already paved the trail. They've already did the work, and we're enjoying their benefits and their blessing. And you know what? Some of us sit back and think, because we're such and such and do this, that we have a right by lineage to certain blessings. No, we do not. Listen, it's my responsibility. Even though I can't do what they've done, there's no way I can do it. But it's my responsibility to get beside them and lift their hands and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for paving the way for us. I didn't plan on doing this. Brother Carson, I love you. You're my hero. And you know what I'm going to do for you, brother? I'm going to lift your hands. I'm going to lift your hands. Thank you. Come on, buddy. Let me lift your hands for you. Let me lift your hands. Love you, Carson. I've got a responsibility. I've got a right. I love you, Daddy. I'm going to lift your hand. I'm going to lift him. I'm going to lift him. I wish I had long enough arms to get all of you. But it's up to us. Why don't you do it right beside you? There's someone that needs their hands lifted tonight. Why don't you just reach around? Lift their hands up. Say, I'm here with you. I'm praying for you. They're the resource. And it's up to us. We got to help each other. We're going to heaven together. So on the way there, why don't we lift our hands and give thanks to God for who He's put in our lives to bless us. I've never... Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. I can't get back to him. I love you, Papa. My Papa taught me that the greatest resource to lean upon is this right here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, for they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners with the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Oh, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me. Many there be which say in my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I laid me down and slept and awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Salvation belongeth to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people, Selah. Papa, this is for you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. His throne. Oh, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Woo! There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thine hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the dragon. The young lion and the adder shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will deliver him and be with him in trouble. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful for the word of God? Woo! Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that flowed down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that fell upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord had commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Woo! The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Thank you, Grandma. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, thou walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Everyone together, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Lord, you better take me. I can't stand anymore.
Get close to me. Brian's grandpa said, I wish that I had the energy to shout. When he got up there, he said, would somebody shout for me?
Well, you're already in the middle of my third point. Confidence in the Lord, committing it to the Lord. But thirdly, Moses was celebrating by lifting his hands. Because he built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, which means the Lord that is lifted up. Like a standard or a sign. Didn't the Bible say when the enemy shall come in like the flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him? He was not ashamed of the fact when he built an altar that he was not ashamed to celebrate God's grace and His goodness. And tonight, we're already doing it, but listen, we need to thank Him for His goodness and celebrate His goodness. Do you know the Bible commands us in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you? Sometimes I think we misinterpret that scripture. I think we substitute the word in and put the word for. For everything, give thanks. I think that's how we interpret it sometimes. But that's not what He said. He said, in everything, give thanks. That means in the middle of your financial crisis, give thanks. In the middle of a marriage that's going south, give thanks. In the middle of your disease, give thanks. In the middle of your trial and your circumstance and your storm, do not be ashamed to lift your hands and give Him thanks. We can thank Him for everything He's done for us all day long. But I think a real Christian can thank Him in the middle of something. Many of you here tonight, you've lifted your hands, and I know you didn't feel like it. But don't you feel so much better? It seems like the aches and pains that you had today, you don't even know about them. Why? Because you're praising Him, and it's amazing. When we lift our hands, His Spirit comes down. It's like a spiritual FM transmitter. We lift our hands like an antenna, and He sends down the signal, and He blesses our soul. That's how radio transmissions work, don't you know? We have an antenna in our car. 107.9 is the transmission that comes out from their tower in Huntington, West Virginia. And in order for me to pick up the frequency, I got to tune to the right station. I can't expect to get 107.9 on 88.7. It ain't going to work. I got to tune my transmitter receiver to 107.9. So God says, if you want my blessing, you got to get tuned up with me. And how you get tuned up with Him is in everything, give thanks. We need to thank Him and celebrate His grace. I was talking about us lifting our hands, but look at what happens when God lifts up His hands. Isaiah 49:22 says, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles. Do you know who that is? Hello. That's us. I will lift up my hands to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. You know what Isaiah was saying? The Jews disdained him. The Jews didn't want nothing to do with him. So God said, you know what? I'll turn my attention to the Gentiles. He was prophesying of the day that Jesus Christ would die upon the cross of Calvary, and He would say, whosoever will can come and take of the water of life freely. Aren't you glad God lifted His hand and extended grace? Celebrate His goodness. Celebrate His grace. And finally, celebrate the fact that we're going home, Papa. We're going home. But until we go home, we have a responsibility. Psalm 63:4 says, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. So that means until we go home, we have a job to do. Oh, Brian, is it Sunday school teaching? No. Is it preaching? No. Your job is to get your hands up. That's your job. And you'd be amazed at what God will do if we just learn how to praise Him. As home gets closer, and it is close, I hope you're living like He could come today, because He could.